This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, IC took to social media with some advice for Amazon. Now he put message to Amazon. Now that you have regular people making your home deliveries, maybe they should wear a vest with Amazon delivery on it. I almost shot an MF creeping up to my crib last night. Just saying. Now, somebody wrote, was he not wearing a delivery man uniform? And he said, no, they don't wear any uniform, just regular people working. I ain't mad at them. Just saying that ish ain't safe.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the whole... I told y'all this last week. You know, I let the dog out on somebody last week. He came in my yard. He had nothing on. He had a U-Haul truck. And I was like scared. I let the dog go. The guy ran, and then he said he was at Amazon, but yeah, they're right.
But that's the whole point of having Amazon branding on the truck and having them wear Amazon uniforms, right?
Right. So now there was a response from Amazon. They said, just saying, thanks for the suggestion. We MFing love you and our drivers.
I'm still not going to trust that until I see a bunch of different people in Amazon uniforms and I see a bunch of different Amazon trucks. I need to know what they look like, because that can be a quick little look for the moment. People putting Amazon logos on their vehicles and Amazon stuff on their shirts to do home invasions. That could be a quick little look right now until people
Amazon
get used to it.
Also responded, lots of innovations coming on this and many that already exist to help you track your package and delivery on a map. So that was their response.
Well, a couple people might get bit by a dog in the meantime. A couple people might get shot, but it'll eventually even itself out.
Yeah, because it's scary as hell. Scary.
All right, now let's talk about Hazel E versus Young Miami from the City Girls. How did all of this even start? Well, it all started because, according to Hazel E, she feels like the City Girls stole her song. She had a song called Acting Up, and City Girls has a song called Act Up. Now, we had played both of those previously, and they didn't sound alike to me. So, and I don't know that the City Girls even heard this Hazel E song. So, after that whole incident happened, Carisha, Young Miami, took to social media to let her know that she didn't know anything about her song. And she also said to Hazel E, we never heard a song by the ugly ass bitch. That surgery go into that whole head. And now Hazel E has responded and put out a diss song called Add It Up.
You burp a nut up every time you think of something, speak up. I've been acting up and y'all play follow the leader. Look my cousin La Jose, y'all can swallow a leader. Copy my brand, bitch, y'all just follow the teacher. Carisha, you got a problem, now you need a feature. Half a little girls are somewhere sitting in the bleachers. No cameras, no flashes, no applause. She Joanne, the real scammer, all fraud. Career's at a standstill, the light getting dark. Now you got more time to take your son to the park.
I'm trying to be more positive. My therapist always says find something positive in everything. So I'm going to salute all the producers, engineers, studios who make money off people going to record terrible music that should be farted on.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Jocelyn actually supported that song and put Go Off Bitch in the comments. And that's when G Herbo jumped in and said, LOL, man, this is weak as hell on bro. So now all these other people are involved in the middle of this beef. So, that leads me to Jocelyn having something to say. She supports Hazel E and responded with this.
Shout out to my bitch, Hazel E. And I didn't know it was a crime to support your homegirls online. And for you trolling ass, nappy headed ass, trolling ass, you know where the f*** to find me.
Young Miami responded, I'm in Miami, where you want to meet on social media.
Yes. This is too much.
How do y'all see all this stuff?
I didn't see
it. All over social media. Now, Jocelyn actually had more to say about coming to Miami.
One last mother thing. Bitch, I've been on TV since you have boogers in your nose. Respect the mother throne, ho. Respect the throne before you get your head busted, asshole.
There's a throne to reality TV?
I guess. And Mona Scott Young is sitting in it. Ain't none,
now,
of,
Young
ain't
Miami
none of y'all sitting in it.
Responded, I ain't about to play with no mans on... Y'all hoes want attention, now y'all got it.
What?
On my son, I will beat either one of you hoes to death just because bitches throw drinks and pull hair across tables on TV. Don't do ish to me. I'm from Miami. I don't see none of that commercial ish. Jocelyn, you on coke bad, you get high and eat vagina for fun. Who respects you, ho?
You're going to get stupid reading all that stuff.
You was signed to QC. Nobody know you or your music. What checks you signing, you delusional ass bitch? You was crying for Berg to help you with her career, you clown ass be.
You're just going to get dumber and dumber. You keep reading all that stuff.
Like, I was following this yesterday. Now, Young Miami also had this to say.
More?
Read up right now, Jocelyn, Hazel, whoever, bitch. I'm in Miami. Pull up. I'm going to show y'all how something. You think you a mother... Me and my family go drag your ass right back to ATL. Bitch, you in Miami. Ho, play with me if you mother... want to. You man ass...
Why do I feel like I'm at a safari? Why do I feel like I'm at Animal Kingdom right now? Listen, I love the City Girls, right? But I need Young Miami to go back in the studio and re-record her verse on Act Up because it sounds so offbeat. Am I the only person that...
No, it's offbeat.
It is offbeat, right? I thought I was tripping. I was like...
It's my song, though.
But I ain't gonna front. They be singing offbeat in the club.
Because they be on pills. Listen, I'm like, am I too old? Or am I really hearing... She
you
sounds
might be
so
too
offbeat.
Old.
It
no,
is.
Definitely
her
upbeat.
Second verse, right? Because JT killing that beat. But then she comes on and it's like, what happened?
All right. Well, Southside, as you know, who is Young Miami's boyfriend and producer extraordinaire, also jumped in. And here's what he said.
You look like the man that you is. I promise you, I'm going to knock y'all out. Everything I love. I'm going to beat both of y'all. Everything when I catch y'all. Hazel, you better be with this. Because I fight hoes. Y'all going to do all this mother. And I promise y'all, I'm going to beat both of y'all up.
Southside, no, my brother, we don't condone that. We don't condone men putting their hands on women. That's not G, my brother. Let your sister or female cousins hold your woman down on that level.
You can't,
if I was Young Miami, I'd be a little afraid right now. What, you beat women? She think it can't happen to her?
Come All right, on, well, Southside. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
We can't condone that. Nah, Southside, no.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, there were rumors that Ellen DeGeneres was ready to step away from her daytime talk show, but it looks like those rumors were false. She tweeted out a video talking about extending her contract for 3 more years.
So I have been doing this show for 16 years. That's about 3,000 episodes. It's been a lot of fun, and 16 years is a pretty good run. Sometimes in a relationship, you need to take a break. But I don't. You're stuck with me because I just signed for 3 more years.
I like the misdirect. Thought she was about to announce she was retiring. But she
right,
didn't.
She's back. Well, she's not going anywhere. All right, now, Jessica Alba, she talked about her relationship with her own body. She was doing a in-group health conference in L.A. over the weekend, and she was there during a talk with Gwyneth Paltrow, Taraji, Olivia Wilde, and Busy Phillips. And she said that because she was voluptuous and had a booty, her family would not let her wear certain types of clothing. She said, then I stopped eating a lot when I became an actress. I made myself look more like a boy so I wouldn't get as much attention. She said she also felt preyed upon by men when she was first starting out in Hollywood. She said nothing about being successful in this business is easy. She says you can't be bitter, but she did admit that she has faced sexism both in Hollywood and in the boardroom because she does have her Honest Company. She says certain people in Hollywood underestimated me. They absolutely 100% thought I was nuts. But as a woman, as an actress, I've dealt with that before. I've dealt with people undermining me. I've dealt with people thinking that I would do anything to get ahead and be successful. So good for her that she's managed to still overcome all of those struggles that she's had and everything that she's felt about her body and still become successful, because that can really take a toll on you. All right, now let's get into Lil Nas X.
He's still calling himself that?
Yeah, yes. That's his name still. And Old Town Road, that song has been so successful for him that he did something really nice for Billy Ray Cyrus, who jumped on the remix. Check it out.
What's up, everybody? We're about to pull up at Billy Ray Cyrus' crib, and I'm postmating him a gift. What's up?
What are you doing here, man?
Yeah, I got you something. What? I got you something.
What are you talking about?
I need you to come out here. It's yours. Old Town Road, number one, 7 weeks.
Hey, 7 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
He bought him a Maserati.
That was the Maserati that was actually in the video, and that was pretty dope that he did that.
He making that kind of money already?
7 weeks to number one. He's performing like crazy,
yeah,
and I'm sure he got some sponsorship. I'm sure he got some sponsorship from Postmates because he said Postmates like 3 times, but it's still dope.
I ain't gonna front though. He keeping some good records from being number one. I love that Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber record. I don't care, baby. I ain't gonna front. It debuted at number two, but man, that record jamming, ain't it?
Yeah. I don't care.
Well, maybe later on, somewhere down the line, that'll be number one. Maybe. All right, Young Thug and AEG and AVI Entertainment have announced a brand new indoor live event concept. It's called Family Business, and it's a curated event that will take place August 31st in Dallas, Texas. They said, we're not about being the multi-stage festival with three stages and everyone and their mother on the lineup. There's enough people in the market and very respected people doing that already. We don't want to get in that lane. There's so much opportunity right now with hip-hop. There's so many things that haven't been done yet. So they are talking about adding different artists. They're going to announce 7 additional artists on May 29th. Besides Young Thug, tickets do go on sale on May 31st. So I guess we don't know a whole lot about it yet, but they're going to also expand that event into multiple markets in 2020.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, let's not talk Michael Jackson for real, because Aaron Carter is going to be on Marriage Boot Camp, and he's going to be sharing his thoughts on Michael Jackson and all that controversy from Leaving Neverland's documentary. Now, here's what he had to say in exclusive footage that People Magazine got from that series.
I learned that I had revealed and put out everything else except for that. Participating in Family Boot Camp literally gave me the strength and the ability to feel more comfortable in my own skin. Michael was a really good guy. He never did anything that was inappropriate except for one time. There was one thing that he did that was a little bit inappropriate.
What could Michael Jackson have done that was inappropriate?
He's still holding him down, though. He's still saying he's a great guy, so I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, he said, I told the same truth years ago on Twitter, he said this, for no money. So what's your point? I'm also his best advocate, considering my story validates he didn't do anything. Effing chill. My book is about my life, not about my life revolving around Michael. Everyone back the F off. So it could be some backlash that he might have gotten from even mentioning anything that might have him scared to say what it is. But I guess we'll have to watch Marriage Boot Camp to find out
right. If
there's any more information.
I was on a flight with him one time, and he looks bad. He looks like he's in bad shape, like really, really bad.
I don't know. I haven't seen him in person, so I couldn't tell you. All right, now Cardi B, she had to reschedule a concert, and that's because she's had plastic surgery, and she simply has to rest. Doctors had encouraged that she just shouldn't perform right now. She has to let the swelling go down. That takes time, and her body has to fully recover from her plastic surgery. So they're saying she needs a couple of weeks of rest and relaxation. So she's been very open about the fact that she's decided to undergo some procedures after giving birth, and now she can't just get right back to work. She did say she's very disappointed. She hates to let her fans down, but she wants to make sure that they know they will see her in September. So.
Well, Cardi needs a rest. I think last week she said that she wasn't supposed to be doing the show because she just had liposuction, but she wanted to work for her fans.
Suction.
But sometimes, like what I said.
Section.
Oh, liposuction. Yeah, but sometimes you just got to rest. Sit down, rest, and let your body heal.
Yeah, and have some time with your baby. I know you out there getting that money, getting that shmoney, but your body is important. And if it's telling you got to slow down, you got to slow down. All right. Now, Whoopi Goldberg, speaking of slowing down, according to her doctor, she had a 1 in 3 chance of dying from pneumonia. Okay.
Really?
On Monday's episode of The View, she was joined by her primary physician, Dr. Jorge Rodriguez, and Martin Greenberg, who treated her during her 3-week hospital stay. And here's what they said.
I could barely understand Whoopi, what she was saying.
Because
she was
teeth were chattering.
Teeth were chattering.
Like, it was bad.
She was gasping for air.
Yeah.
And then when she said, I just want to lay down and go to sleep, I'm like, oh, hell no, you're not going to sleep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you don't know. I mean, it just sounded very serious.
Yeah. But when she said, I just want to lay down, did that do it for you?
Absolutely. I tried not to sound scared. Tom says, yeah. I did. I was afraid
down?
She wasn't going to wake up.
That's what I'm saying. You got to take these things seriously.
Absolutely.
All right. And shout out to Max B. His birthday was yesterday, and he put out a new single. It's his first single in 8 years, and French Montana is on it as well. So before we close out the rumors, here's a little snippet for you.
In the middle. Charlie sent me upstairs to sit. I was left alone. I always wanted you to know that it didn't matter what we did, they couldn't pull us apart. No nigga can't come, no bitch will come, no nigga can't come,
you know what it is.
Between us.
All right, what'd you think?
Is Max B coming home this year? We don't know.
Let's see what Kim Kardashian can make happen.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.